Okay, today's Daf Chaf. We are in the last installment of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Last section of the first parak. Second line. So we're still talking about this Mishnah, the Mishnah that was brought from Idios, the Mishnah that said on the bottom the previous Daf, Yud Tesman Aleph, the Mishnah that said if you find a needle in the middle of Basar, Shasakin Vahayadayim Taharos, that the knife that was used to Shecht and the hands of the Kohanim are considered Tahar, but the Basar is Tame. And yesterday we gave different ideas why you assume this needle is Tame. Either it is because you lost a Macha that was Tame Mace, and you recognized, and the Kohen recognized it, or it was the Paro was Chasuma, and therefore the needle must have come in from before Yerushalayim, and therefore you don't treat it as a Sufik Tumah in Yerushalayim, where we would say Tahar, but we treat it as a Sufik outside of Yerushalayim, and therefore it might be Tumah, you have to be Choshesh. That was the first part. And then we said, Nimsa, but Peresh, I call Tahar. But if it's found in the dung of the animal, it's all Tahar. That's something that we will get to in a couple of minutes. Okay, so first the Gemara continues regarding the Basar. V'habasar Tumah. Hai Basar di is kasher b'may. Second line on the top of Chaf and Aleph. This Basar that became Tumah, that's what the Mishnah paskins, b'may, with what did it become Hochshar l'kabel Tumah? As we know, all Ochlin require Hochshar. They have to be touched by liquid. One of the seven liquids, Yad Shach Adam, again, Yain Dam, Shemen, Chalav, Tal, Dvash, and Mayim, one of those seven liquids have to touch the Ochel once the Ochel is separated from the ground, once it's Talish, in order for it to become Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. So the question is, this Basar is considered Ochel, right? Mashkin don't require Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. That's what we had 2 days ago, that's a Chumrah of Mashkin. The Mashkin liquids just become Tameh automatically. But Ochlin require Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. So B'mai, with what do they become Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah? This meat that you shechted at the base of Migdash. Inema is kasher b'dam. If you want to say that it became Hukshar with the blood of itself, Dam is one of the seven mashkim, so it became Hoshe with the dam of itself. No, but we had earlier. V'yamar b'chiyah bar Abba Amar b'Yochanan minayin l'dam kachim she'ino machshir. How do you know the dam of kachim is not machshir? Shene emar lo sochledu al arutzish v'chedo kamayim. We had a drasha based on the pasuk in Re'eh. Don't eat it on the al arutzish v'chedo kamayim. On the earth it should be spilled like water. So dam shenishma kamayim machshir. We noted then that dam that is spilled like water, but it gets not caught and used for special purposes like Kabbalah and Zrika, Machshir. That is the status of Dam, and that is Machshir L'Kabel Tumah. V'she'enu Nishba Kamayim, but blood that is not Hushba Kamayim, blood that is caught in a Kli Shareis, ain't a Machshir, that's not Machshir. So therefore, the blood that's on this animal, L'Chora, was the lifeblood that shot out of it, that's what's on the neck of the animal, and that's what's on the Basar, so that's not Machshir, because that doesn't have the status of Dam fully. And all the other blood, I guess, fell straight down, right, the Dam Tamsis. So therefore, so you can't say that Dam was Machshir L'Kabel Tumah. So what's the other possibility? Number two, for Eladis Kasher B'Mashkin Beis Mitzvachaya. Oh, so maybe with the water that was around that you washed the area with, maybe it was Hukshar with that liquid. So Gemara says that doesn't work either. B'ha Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Mashkin Beis Mitzvachaya Lo Dayin Shei Dachan Ela Shei Machshirin. Also, we had it earlier a couple of daf ago that the liquids in that area not only are they tahar, but they are not machshir l'kabel tumah. Again, this was the issue of base mitzvachaya. Do you even include wine and oil from the mizbeach? But either way, at least you have the base mitzvachaya. The liquids from that area are not machshir l'kabel tumah. So again, how is this basar tameh? How did it become hukshir l'kabel tumah? You don't have liquids flying around the azara. So how was it machshir l'kabel tumah in that area? So Ella, as I said, what we're going to have today, third possibility, this kasher b'chibas hakodesh. It became hukshar under the principle of chibas hakodesh, meaning even if something is lacking a certain element, but because of the chashivus that you hold the kachim in, this is only did by kachim, because you hold the kachim in a very high way, and you're machshiv it so much, so that itself solves certain problems. Usually, as we'll see in the Menachas Chinuch right now, usually chibas hakodesh does something else. Here, what chibas hakodesh is doing is it's taking the place of the hakshara. Even though it's not mukshar l'kabel tumah, still, there's no liquid on it. There was no, you can't use the dam, you can't use the water, but still, because of chibas hakodesh, that itself makes it as if it was hukshar l'kabel tumah. That's what Rashi says. Chibas hakodesh machsharto lavo lidei tumah. the kai malam berak sheni the shchidas chulin chibas hakodesh mashvila ochel lekbulei tuma. So already that Rashi tips us off into something. There's a jump here. The Menachas Chinuch, if you look in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Hey, points out. Well, Ani is daiti efshal Omar. The Zemabur bekam apamim begemara. Chibas hakodesh. Really, there are two ideas of Chibas HaKodesh. One place where it's usually used, and one place where it's sometimes used. Echad, after eino ochel klal, kugon eitzim v'lavona, what we had yesterday. When you have wood or frankincense, that is not food. It's not edible. De eino makabel tuma b'chol makom, kiva de eino ochel mashke. Ochel mashke, if it's not ochel mashke, it's not makabel tuma. Bikomakom gabe kodesh marbe hapasik kan bahabasar. Again, if something's a kli, it's also makabel tuma. But if something is not a kli, and it's not ochel, it's not makabel tuma midoraisa. So, like frankincense and coals, like we had yesterday. The eitzim in the lavona is not makabel tuma daraisa. So how is it makabel tuma? That's the principle the Gemara used yesterday of chibas hakodesh. It gives it a shem ochel. It supplies the shem ochel. You treat it in such a special way, so you give it the status of ochel. Says the Menachas Chinuch, that makes sense, and that could even be, remember we had yesterday, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether that's a din daraisa or a din drabanan. That's one type of chibas hakodesh. But then says the Menachas Chinuch, va'od, like the Gemara is using here, yesh ochlin de makablin tuma b'chol makom. You have a food. It's 100% food. And it can become tummy in other places. Rat sarach hechsher mayim ushiv nikiyim. Oshiva mashkim. But it needs liquid in order to make it mukhshar lakabal tumma. In order to open those pores in order to let tumma come in. And Chibas HaKodesh also sometimes takes the place of water coming upon it. But says the Menachas Chinuch, the first one sounds logical to me. The second one does not. You think something is so special. So it's so special. So it's not food? Okay, call it food. You're machshavit. It's unbelievable. It's such a special item. So give it the status of ochel. But that pasuk is also, you don't have a separate makor for the other type of chibas hakodesh, but chibas hakodesh also tells you, you have food. It's already food. Just because you're machshavit, why should that make it hukshav lekabel tuma? Why should that all matter? As if it's water there. He says, "Shamru Chazal mitzara svarat yichibet hakodesh kibadu kodesh avav yishedo ochal bakmas kibes hakodesh havak ilu ochal v'davar chashuv aval ochlim below hechsher tehem ochlim ach the in makam tuma the gzeres hakasev the tzrichin hechsher mashkim b'ze in yodei klal machashibas ula kodesh the yikabel tuma af shalob ba'mayim alav machashibas mashiyah karvel tuma because it's more chashuv so it can closer to become tamei and therefore his maskana is that he thinks that the second time is only did rabbanan." Even if you want to say the first part is a din d'oraisa, he thinks the second part is a din d'rabbanan. And that, but again, if you look at Rashi himself emphasizes the jump. That Rashi that we just read. This kasha b'chibas hakodesh, chibas hakodesh b'achshar t'lavo l'dei tuma, d'kai malan, chibas hakodesh mashvi l'ochel. So it is a jump.
Because didn't we say that the whole reason why foods have to become wet is because the gemar
malacha? Oh, so gemar malacha, there are two ways that the mefarshim look at hechsher l'kabel tuma. So again, I think one works better than the other. If you say Lechshel Kabbal Tumah means it already is an ochel, it already is a shem ochel, but now the Ramban has this Lashon Al Torah, you're just kind of opening the spiritual pores to allow Tumah in, so that he has a Gukasha. Zukasha, because you don't know, that's why should Lechshel Kabbal Tumah, because you're mashiv something, why should that make any difference, whether it can become Tumah or Tahar? But other Rishonim have the formulation that before it's Lechshel Kabbal Tumah, it doesn't have a shem pre yet. It doesn't have a full shame ochal yet. It doesn't have gemar malach. It looks like it, but still, you wash it off first, it gets wet first. So according to those we've shown him, it's the same exact halacha of chibas hakodesh. Same exact halacha that he thinks it's only svara to give it a shame ochal, but if hechsher l'kabel tuma gives it a shame ochal, gives it gemar malach, so then it can't fit in, according to those mefarshim, it can't fit in, the minchas chel kasha wouldn't be a kasha, because it's really one halacha.
And then it's a very good rasha, that's
right, exactly. That's making it. Oh, but Rashi's making the jump. You have to fit it in. That's exactly what's going on here by Hochshel Kabbal Tum. Right, by Gcholim. By Gcholim, that what? I don't understand.
That
besides Kibbutz HaKosh, you need a Hechsher. That's like two steps. Right. In the Chinami. Okay, just one other ha'ara from Tosfos. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Ella. Tosfos says, okay, yeah, this kata of Chibas HaKodesh is always Hachshul HaKabal Toma. Tosfos says, V'yim Tomar, Yichibas HaKodesh Mahanya, L'mimne Mei Rishon Mesheni, if Chibas HaKodesh now makes an Hachshul HaKabal Toma, it makes it even Tome in order to create a Rishon and a Sheni, so it might not mean it, the high Mashke Beis Vidvachaya Dachar, Mei Machshirin. So what's the whole daf that we had a couple days ago? What's the point of it? That this Mashke here is not Machshir. You don't need Hachshir there. What's the difference? Well, my nafkamina that the liquids of the base of Migdash are in Machshul HaKabal Tumah. We just said you don't need actual Kabal Tumah. So what's the important principle? It's Dachad, Eino Machshir. So if Yom Merino, you find sometimes that there are items in the base of Migdash that aren't Kachim. What are those? The Itzrich L'Kama Dvarim, right? Shemevi and Bazara, to Lo Shayach Bohu Chibas HaKodesh, Kugon Bikurim, Ochulin, Sheochlin Bazara, Kidei Le'ehol, you're not allowed to bring Chulin to sacrifice on the base of Migdash, to the Azara. But you're allowed to bring Bikurim or Chulin to the Azara. Kidei Le'ehol HaMincha V'Hazevach HaLasova. Sometimes you're going to have to eat certain Karbanas Al Hasova, not just the Karban Pesach, and therefore you're going to have to fill yourself up on Chulin, if there's not enough Kachim to eat at the time. So you do find items in the Beis HaMikdash that are not labeled as kachim. Bikurim might be connected to Truma, but it's not kachim. So regarding those items you don't apply the principle of Chibas HaKodesh Machshir, and therefore you would need the principle of Machshir based on the Chayat Dachin in order to say that those liquids are not Machshir. Again, there's a whole issue about what you're allowed to bring into the Azara, what not. The Rambam talks about it in Hilchos Shechita. Are you only not allowed to bring items into the Beis HaMikdash that you would be makriv on the Mizbeach, or any Stam item to bring into the Azara would be a problem? Again, not for now, there's a Mishnah Melech there, but this Rambam quotes items that can be brought to the Beis HaMikdash and are not labeled as Kachim. Okay, so continues the Gemara. Again, the Gemara is talking about how did this Basar become Hukshul HaKabal Tumah. So we said it couldn't be the Dam and it couldn't be the Mayim. So it has to be Chibas HaKodesh. So says the Gemara, one second. Eimar, the Bahan Yile Chibas HaKodesh, if Sule Gufei. I understand that we have the principle of Chibas HaKodesh to declare something, and this might even be a hint of the Minchas Chinuch's question here. Not exactly, but a hint of his question. When do you say Chibas HaKodesh is works, if Sule Gufei, to make something Tame, to make something, give it its own status. But Lemimni Beirisha V'Sheni Nami, do we say that Chibas HaKodesh allows something to become Tame, and in that way, the ability to be Metame other items? Is that really true? Because that's what we're saying here. That the Basar is Tame, not Pasal. The Gemara doesn't say Pasal. It says Tame, Rashi points out. So it sounds like it can become make Rishas HaShenis. If that's true, that this is a good source for that, so why did we have Rish Lakish who asked Akasha about it? Tifsho, we should prove Rish Lakish's question. The boy Rish Lakish, Srid Shel Menachos. Monin bo rishon v'sheni olo. Rish Lakish had a question. When you have a tsrid shel menachos, according to Rashi, a tsrid is you have a bunch of flour that usually the karban mincha made of flour and oil and frankincense. The frankincense is put on the edge on top, but the oil and the flour are all mixed together. That's the makor for kol haroi labila bil makeves. But you have to put in enough oil to maybe make it mix properly. So you have to mix it in so that it's nice, it's a nice consistency. Let's say it wasn't fully mixed properly, and you have different clumps of flour that is in your pile of carbon mincha. So the question is, monibo rishon v'sheni olo. If you have two, is it considered one item in terms of the shemen only touching one part of it? Is that makshir the entire item l'kabel toma or not? Rish Lakish had a question of that. Srid shel menachos monibo rishon v'sheni olo. No, he knew the principle of chibas hakodesh makshir. So he knew. Let's say you could skip the step of hukshir l'kabel toma, but he didn't know if that gives it enough power to be metame other items. He had that question. But according to what we just said, we should say that it does have the power, because that's what we just proved from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah in Idios, which just we explained that was Hokshal, but based on Chibas HaKodesh, we said it's called Tameh, so it is has the power. So that's a Mishnah, that's the answer to Rish Lakish's Kasha. So why don't we say that? So that's why we give a different answer. A fourth idea of how was this Basar Mukshal L'Kabal Tumah. Amar Avi, so again, you can still accept the principle of Hukshul HaKabal Tumah in this regard, but he just says maybe you have to have a different shot of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, final answer. Kagon Shahaisa Para Shel Zivchei Shlamim. It was a para that you were going to bring as a carbon shlamim. The Havira Nahar, on your way to the Beis HaMikdash, you passed it through the river, the Shachta, and you shechted it then when it came to the Beis HaMikdash. Va'adayin Mashkot Tovech Aleha. And it still has the water, it's still very wet. from the Nahar that you went through. Maybe you went through the Shiloach. Maybe you went through some body of water that was close to the close to Yerushalayim, close to the base of Mikdash. So when you shechted it, it still had the water from the river on it. So that's is that water. That's Makshir Lekabel Tuma. Period. Why Dafka does the Mishnah say? First of all, why do you take it through a river? Why Dafka Karbon Shlamim? Says that you will bring in your carbon shlamim. So Rashi says, second to last skinny line, why dafka shlamim? Lefisha ha'or v'habasar l'baylin. Right, carbon shlamim is different than other carbonos. By a carbon ola, everything is burned and the skin goes to the kohanim. By a carbonos chatas and asham, so those are kachi kachim, that basically goes to the kohen. The bailam doesn't get anything. But it comes to shlamim, carbon shlamim is kachi kalim, it's the lower level kedushas, carbonos of hekdish, and those, that, you have to give part of it to the Kohen, you have to give the Chazi and the Shok to the Kohen, but the rest of the meat, the Baila meat. The rest of the meat, the Baila meat, and the Or, the skin, the Baila meat. So Rashi says, you know why the owners used to take their shlamims through the water? Because if you wash an animal right before Shechita, Rashi says, Levisha Or v'habasar l'baylim, umis asig liyapos ha'or v'habasar, the skin comes off easily, stays in one piece if you wet it before Shechita, and the basar also, umahavir benar zamach l'shechita, that's why they took it through, umashkinosa, and they also gave it a lot to drink beforehand, k'deshitei nocha lahafshit, so that the hefshit, the skinning of the animal, takes place properly. It sounds like if you give it to drink and maybe also get it wet, question, which one is Rashi emphasizing? But either way, that's what he says. I'm reading Besiyum of the Beitza. The last mission in Beitza discusses Mashkin Midbarios. You're allowed to be Mashkin Midbarios on Yontif. So Rashi says the whole reason for that is to make the skin come off in a nicer fashion. And that's why the Bailam used to do that. The Bailam used to take the animals through, get them wet, take them through a Nahar right before they brought it to the base of Mikdash in order for the Shechita and for the Hafshata to happen properly. So that's why Dafka says Shlomen.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Gokasha. So first, that's the Rashi, that's Rashi. But the question that is asked on the Rambam is the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in Beit Zah, the last Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, gives a totally different reason why they got the animals wet, made them wet before Shechita. The last Mishnah Beit Zah says that they used to do that. But the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis there says, you know why they used to do that? Vamru mashkin lohodiacha to'eles, ki hahashka kodem Shechita yatir reyasa. If then give an animal to drink before you shecht it, then any slight bumps on their lungs and on their simanim inside fall off. The miyesham sircha chalusha, obviously a hole in the lung is not going to fall off. But if you have a little type of sircha, little type of mum on the lung, if you wash out the lungs kind of beforehand, so nishmetas v'nichreses. And therefore that's why they used to wash the karbanos beforehand in order to get off any sircha. They didn't want any Sulam in the Kachim. So asks the Ksos in Siman Tavav. So according to the Rambam, what's the reason for this Gemara that Adafka says Shlomim? According to Rashi, that the reason they were mashkin the animals because I get benefit, I get the skins, I want them to be in a good condition. So that's why they do it. According to the Rambam, every carbon they used to do this. So that is why the Ksos points, and the Chassam Sofer also points to another Rambam, which is exactly what Yisrael said. Maybe there's a different reason why Shlomim is used. The Mishnah in Machshirin says that Heksher has to be what's called Ladas. It has to be Lerutzo, and it has to be to the want of the person. It has to be, if something gets wet, if something becomes Hoksha, it gets liquid on it, but it's not Lerutzo, it doesn't count. It's not the physical Lerutzo, but it is the Lerut, it's the becoming wet with the Lerutzo of the person. That is all that the Mishnah says. The Rambam, against other Rishonim, interpret that what does it mean, the person? It means the owner. Leratzon of the owner, says the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, V'hushi yinasein aleim beratzon bailim, v'yachar shedekru min hakarke, etc. Says the Kesef Mishnah, quoting the Rashba, v'kad diktiku atosas globin and ratzon bailim, the Ratosas quotes from a Gemara, that you don't, in Chulin, that you don't need ratzon bailim, you don't only need a ratzon of a person. Mashma, afilu achar she'enu balaperus. V'ramam katsav v'hushi yinasein aleim beratzon bailim, akan l'shonam. V'lashi das rabbeinu, he says, what's the svara? Yesh lomar, demashma le, depshita the ratzon bailim be'inan. Te'in svara, the ratzon acherim, yigram tumul adavar, she'enu shalahem. V'harach, I see a Rashba lo mech. The Raya the Rashba brings, I don't think, is Mukhrich, but that is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam himself says that L'Ratzon, when it comes to Kabbalah's Tumah, Hechshel Kabbalah Tumah, is not just L'Ratzon of a person, it's L'Ratzon of the owner. Says the Ksos, now we understand why the Rambam, have the Rambam went through the Gemara, why Dafka Shlamim? Because by Kachay Kachim, by Chatas, by Asham, by Ola, those are what's called Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Yes, the Kohanim might get certain parts of the animal by certain Karbanos, but really it belongs to the Hekdesh, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, they get it from Mishulchan Gavoa. But kadshe kalim, the lower level karbanos, which are mainly shlamim. There's one exception on shruis, but shlamim is really kadshe kalim. So that, according to some tanoim, is mamon bailim. Mamon bailim. It's owned by the bailim. That's why Dafke says shlamim, because you want this nichusa. The nechusa, the hekshel kabal tumma, which we're trying to explain, only goes by the ratzon bialim, so you need a bialim here. You only have a bialim if it's kashe kalim, by shlamim. That's the sheet of the Rambam. So two pshatim in the Gemara, why the afk it says shlamim? Rashi, because the owners like their skin to come off nicely, or Rambam, he can't give that reason, so Rambam gives the reason of, you need ownership to have l'ratzon. Other Rishonim don't need that. But you need ownership to be l'ratzon, and that is why Dafka has to be shlamim, which is an example of kache kalim, which is owned by the people, and not by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's continue. Next part of the Mishnah had said, Nimseis beperish akol tar. If it's found, if the needle is found in the dung of the animal, the whole animal is tar. So if it had to perish in the tamil basar, what this means when you opened up the animal and you saw it in its intestines, the waste, so that perish is tar. So ask the Gemara, but one second, at least the way Rashi explains the Gemara, you just went through the river, you just gave the animal so much to drink, so isn't the perish somewhat liquidy, and therefore it should be metami labasar, even if you want to say ochel is not metami ochel, as we've said in the past, but mashke should be metami ochel. So he answers the Gemara, two answers. Amar vada barava beperish abe. No, it's thick, therefore it's ochel. Rav Ashi amar afilu tema beperish racha, mishum davile mashke saruach. Principle we have last Shabbos, and that is, even if it's somewhat liquidy, if it's mashke saruach, if it's disgusting, putrid liquid, so then it's also not machshir l'kabel tumah. Period. Tani tana kamei de Rav Sheshes. There was a brisa that was said in front of Rav Sheshes. The following. Sheretz betame es ha-mashkin, va-mashkin betame es ha-kli, va-kli betame es ha-ochlin, va-ochlin betame es ha-mashkin. There's a way that a sheretz could be betame. Let's go through each one now. A sheretz could be a sheretz, which is an avatuma, could be betame liquid. That's fine. That's a din d'oraisa. Next. Umashkin betame nasa kli. Liquid could be betame kli. Where is that? So that, Rashi explains here, and the Gemara is going to say in a minute, that is way back on Daf Tes Zayin, where we have the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, where you have a suffik about whether a suffik mashkin, so even letame acherim, Rabbi Yehuda originally held, is suffik daraisa lechumra. So that's assuming like this, that Rabbi Yehuda, even though he was chozerbo. But even though that's like Rabbi Yehuda, this Tana. Third, the kli matame yesa ochlin, and then the kli, which is now a sheni, because the mashkin was a rishon, and the kli is a sheni, the kli can be matame foods to make it into a shlishi. This lodge is something like Shita's Rabbi Akiva, which we had 2 days ago, yesterday, that you could even have shlishi latuma bachulin. That is like Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. That, well, let's see what the maskana is. So kli batame ochlin, that is like Shita's Rabbi Akiva, that you could have an idea of a shlishi latuma bachulin. Via ochlin, matame nasa mashkin, and then you have food be matame the mashkin. Rashi already says that that's according to nobody, but we're going to reject this price for a different reason, so you don't have to ask that kasha anyway to have a revi'i bachulin. So it says that, and says the end of the brisa, vilamanu sholosh tumos b'sheretz. So you learn that the sheretz, there are three levels of tumor when it comes to a sheretz. Ask the Gemara, why don't you count it again? Hani arba hein, there are four here. That the sheretz is metame, the mashkin, and then the kli, and then the ochlin, and then the mashkin. So there are four, there's not three that the sheretz creates. So the Gemara says you're right, you have to take out one. Goes mashkin the resha. Take off the first mashkin. Skip that one. So the sheretz is directly metame the kli, and then the kli is metame the ochlin, and the ochlin is metame the mashkin. So the Gemara says, one second, Adarabba, go to Mashkin the Sefer. Why do you take out the first Mashkin? Take out the second Mashkin. So the Gemara says, no. Lo Ashkechan Tana Damar Mashkin Matam and Kli Elo Rabbi Yehuda. The first level, you want to leave in the Sheretz be Matame the Mashke, and then Mashkin Matame the Kli, but you never have Mashkin being Matame Kli except according to that sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which we just mentioned on the top of the Tazayin and Aleph, Hadabi, and he was Choserbo. So therefore, that's why you have to take out the first mashkin and just have the rest in there. That the sheretz goes to the kli, and then to the ochel, and then to the mashkin. The simoneich, and how do you remember that that's the order? Nezayasa, beer. What's beer? Everybody has beer on their mind from yesterday, I guess. But what's beer for here? Again, I've never had beer in my life, so I don't can't take part. But simoneich nezayasa, Rashi explains, when they used to make beer, they first had the cup, and then they put in the barley, and then you put in the liquid. That's exactly the order that's going on here with the sheretz. Sheretz first is metami the kli, and then metami the ochel, and then metami the mashka. That's how you remember the brisa about what the order is in terms of the chain of tuma. Period. Sorry. So if you want to say why, because if it's
metal, makes more sense.
Right. If it's metal, well, let's say if it's cheres, let's say the sheretz, a sheretz could be metami a kli cheres, and the kli cheres what?
Then it would be
No, I don't think it wouldn't be Cherev Harik Chala, but a Sherez is Matamiya, let's say a Kli could become the Rishon, and then the liquid inside could be become a Sheni. Okay. So, it's, it could work, and then the Sheni becomes a Shlishi according to Rabbi Akiva.
But again, where do we find that Kli could
be Tamiya? Could a Kli Matamiya Ochel? If a Kli Cheres, yeah, Kli Matamiya Ochel. Kli Matamiya Ochel. But a Kli, let's say Ochel is in a Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres is Tamiya, it's Matamiya everything inside of it. So you can have a Petit Club, I think, Matamiya Ochel. Tan Hasam. Fourth last line. Mishnah says in Kalim, Sherech Nimsa Batanur, speaking of Klicharis, Sherech Nimsa Batanur, Rabasha Bezocho Shnia, let's say you have an earthenware oven. An earthenware oven, we know Klicharis is Matame from the inside, Mitocho. So let's say a Sheretz hangs in the airspace of a Klicharis. So that's Matame the Klicharis. Unlike other Kalim, which is Matame if you touch it, right? A metal Kli, a wooden Kli, but a Klicharis, its own value, a Klicharis, inherently, the earthenware, it's meaningless. It's not valuable. The only value of a Klicharis is its usage, its inside. That is why it's Matame from its value, meaning if the Sheretz hangs inside. The Sheretz that hangs inside, so the Sheretz is an Av, it's Matame the Kli, which is a Rishon Hapasha Besocho Shnia. So the bread inside of it is a sheni. Because the oven becomes a Rishon from the Sheretz. Why don't you say that when the Sheretz hangs in the airspace, since the airspace is already Matame, you don't need the Sheretz to touch the Klicharis, why don't you consider the entire airspace inside the oven as filled up with Tumah? So then maybe you could say the whole airspace is filled up with Tumah, and therefore the bread is as if it's touching the sheretz also, right? And therefore, the bread will become a risho, not become a sheni through the kli. It will come directly from the sheretz, from the tummy airspace. Amalei, the Gemara says, no, lo salka daitach. There's a pasuk that teaches me not to say such a thing. The Tanya, yachol you call a kelim mitam and miaber kli cheres. I might think that even kelim in a kli cheres can become tamei, which would mean that you're going straight from the sheretz to the kli, because a kli cannot be a matami a kli. So if you say, the Gemara Tahavim, that you go straight, that even a kli in the kli cheretz is tame, so that would mean that the whole air is tame, because it's going straight from the sheretz to the kli, tamalomar. That's why the pasuk says, kol sheb zocho yitma, everything in the kli cheretz is tame, v'samachleya. Next to the pasuk you have, v'kola ochel, from all food. And the drasha is, ochel matami aver kli cheretz, v'ein kol akelim matamen me'avir kli cheretz. Only food can be matami in a kli cheretz and not kelim, meaning it's going through the kli. The sheretz to the kli to the item inside. Rashi here says one of this Rashi on top is one of the yisodos of Vilkosum and Tara. Rashi here says from here is the makar that Adam the kalim can only become tamei from an av hatuma mida oraisa. Adam is one of the yisodos of Hilchasum of Atara, but we learn it, says Rashi, from this drasha, that Adam v'kelem mida oraisa can only become tami from an avatoma, from one of the avatoma listed in the first parak in Kalim, in those Mishnayos there. Foods and liquids, they can become a sheni latuma, but Adam and kelem cannot become lower than a rishon mida oraisa. We learn it from this pasuk that a kli is not included in the pasukim of kli cheres. Yeah. From that brisa, no, that was the interpretation of that brisa. That is a chain. I don't think that's the only chain that it works. But there's no person in there. You can have a person become tummy from a sheretz. But that's one possibility of interpreting the brisa. Turns out, well, as you get lower, it's only according to Rabbi Akiva, who says you can have a shlishi when it comes to chulin. But that is one. I don't think it's the only one. We'd have to think about it. Sit, which what can be tummy what? But ochlin to mashkin to ochlin, kalim to mashkin. Right, they you can have some other permutations, but that is one of the ones that work. Okay, says the Gemara. Now we get back to something that we discussed a couple of daf ago. Rav Chisda, we have three questions here. Number one, Rav Chisda Rami Pischa Umishani. He has to stira between two contexts of Pesach, two contexts of burning tamei and tahar items on erev Pesach. Umishani, and he answered the stira. Did Rabbi Yeshua really say you could burn both of them together? Where's Rabbi Yeshua? Let's remember back. The Mishnah that started it all, on Daf Yudalan Amar Aleph, the Mishnah ended off by saying that Rabbi Yeshua holds that you could burn Tamei, you could burn Tzuluya and Tamei. Remember back to that Mishnah for a minute, because we're going to have to refer to it. The Gemara there had said that Rabbi Meir holds you could even burn Tamei and Tahar Chametz. Right, based on something previously, which the Gemara discussed what that something was. Rabbi Yossi argues and said, no way, ain't a hi amida. And Rabbi Yossi continues and says that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both agree that Tamei and Tahar you have to burn separately. The only machlokes is by Suffolk and Tamei. Rabbi Yeshua says that Suffolk and Tamei is allowed to be burned together. Rabbi Eliezer says Suffolk and Tamei are not allowed to be burned together. So we're going to refer back to that now. So, Mi Amar Rabbi Yeshua Shkenka Achas, did Rabbi Yeshua allow you to burn Tameh together with Safek? For Aminu, but we have the Tosefta, which also we had quoted earlier, Amar Rabbi Yossi Ena Nida Dol Malaraya. You can't compare the two cases, Rabbi Meir, Kshayidu Rabbi Hussein Al Mahidu, when the rabbis quoted the earlier Machlokas, what did they say? Imal Abbasar, what are Rabbi Chinina Skana Kohanim mean? Imal Abbasar Shidimah, Mabana Tumah, Shazavarasum Abbasar Dimah, Ba'avatumah, Zetameh, Zetameh. What was allowed previously? Only if you have something that's Tameh, and something that's Tameh on a lower level, so you can bring them together. Imal Hashem, Shinitzel, Betful, Yom Shabbat, Likonoso, Benair, Shinitma, Betameh, Meis, Zet Pasal, Zetameh. Again, two things by the Shemen case that you were allowed to burn together. One's already Pasal, which is Tameh, that just can't do, go any further. And Tameh. Afanumotim, says Rabbi Yossi, I'll agree to you. Two levels of Tumah you're allowed to burn together, even if one is more Chamer and one is more Kal. But how can you even burn a Safek with Tameh? Shema Yabel Yavi Yatari. Maybe Elio Navi will come and tell you it is Tar. So therefore, what do you see from here? That even Rabbi Yeshua agrees, that everybody agrees that you can't burn Safek Tuma with Tuma. So Stira, Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah seems to say that you can burn Safek Tuma with real Tuma. Mashenkin here, the Tosefta seems to say that you cannot, according to everybody. Umishani and Rav Chisda answer the question. Two versions of Rabbi Yeshua. Harab Shimon alibad Rabbi Yeshua, Baharab Yossi alibad Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yeshua, as we'll see, allows it. Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yeshua, does not allow it. Titania, as the Brisa says, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you have to burn everything before Shabbos. Vesarf and Shrumos, Temeos, Tuluyos, Utaharos, Dibri Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that you can burn everything together, like he said in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tahora, Bifnei Atzma V'Tuluy, Bifnei Atzma V'Temeh, Bifnei Atzma. Rabbi Yossi says, no, everything has to be burned separately, because everything is its own level of Tumah. Amar Reb Shimon, Lo Nech Lugu Reb Elazar Reb Yeshua. Reb Shimon says no. Reb Elazar Reb Yeshua did not have a machlokas about the first two cases. Ala Tara Vatameya Shein Sarfin. Tara Tameya for sure cannot burn together. Ala Tzluya Vala Tahora Shesarfin. On Safek and Tahor, you definitely are allowed to burn together, because you can assume they're Tahor. Alma Nech Lugu Ala Tzluya Vala Tameya. The machlokas is on Safek and Tameh. Are you allowed to burn those together? Shreb Eliezer Omer Tisarev Zubatma Vzubatma. Reb Eliezer says, no, you cannot burn them together. Reb Yeshua Omer Shnei Ka'achas. Reb Yeshua there says you're allowed to both burn them together. So that's the answer in this Brisa. That's Reb Shimon according to Reb Yeshua. Reb Shimon according to Reb Yeshua says that you are allowed to burn them together. But in our Mishnah, that's Reb Yossi according to Reb Yeshua. You're allowed to burn them together, and this Shita is Reb Shimon. The one who says you're not allowed to burn them together, that's the Tosefta. That's Reb Yossi who says, even according to Reb Yeshua, you would not be allowed to burn them together. But this Brisa is the same as our Mishnah. That's Reb Shimon according to Reb Yeshua, who would allow you to burn Safek Tuma together with Tameh. The problem is, who's talking in our Mishnah? Bahamas Nisa and Reb Yossi. How could you say you're going to put this Tosefta of Reb Yossi together separately and put this Brisa with our Mishnah and say that is Reb Shimon b'shem Reb Yeshua, but our Mishnah says Reb Yossi's talking. So how can you say Reb Yossi is the other opinion? So Gemara says, "Vamasi is Reb Yossi, is the Mishnah Reb Yossi." So Hachi Gamar Reb Yossi. No, this is what our Mishnah really means. L'Rebbe Meir, Reb Yossi is talking to Reb Meir. Afil L'Reb Shimon, va'alib Reb Yeshua, demeko. He's saying, Reb Meir, even according to Reb Shimon's version of Yeshua, which I know, I have a different version of Reb Yeshua myself, but even according to Reb Shimon's view of Reb Yeshua, who allows, but kimeko, but tzliv et tamei, the most he goes is tzafik. Tameh and Tameh, but not what you say about the Torah and Tameh low. But Torah and Tameh for sure does not allow. So therefore, I don't know what you're talking about, says Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Meir. But in the Chinami, he himself holds that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't even hold that far. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't even allow you to burn Safek and real Tameh together. Period. Earlier, Rabbi Yossi was about, Rabbi Yossi is very big in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, it seems. Rabbi Yossi was earlier, had some sakim within Rabbi Kiva, his Rebbe, and now in our Mishnah, he said, those Tosefta's in Achinami. A lot of what Rabbi Yossi has said has been regarding other Shitas, correct. There's an interesting Tosis in the second Tosis, Yom HaSol Ha. Tosis says that Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yeshua, says you're allowed to burn this Tluya, this Safek, with Tameh. So asks Tosfos, the word Tluya literally means hanging. Usually Tluya is meant that you can't do anything with it. You can't burn it, you can't eat it. So why is this called Tluya, according to these sheets that say you could burn it? It's not Tluya. You're going to burn it. So Tosfos says, There's no chiyuv to burn it, so even without a chiyuv to burn it, it's still called tluya. Again, the Achronim talk about the sources a lot, but just to do it, it sounds like tluya doesn't mean that your hands are tied totally. Tluya just means that you don't have to do the mitzvah. But even though you can do the mitzvah, even though you can burn it, just because there's a suffix there, some Achronim say, if there's a suffix mitzvah, why don't you say suffix the rice on the chumra, that you have to burn it, right? So that's what the Achronim discuss on that tosis. It's in the, well, we had different ukimtas about whether it was the 6th or the 6th or the 7th. But even in the 6th, you have to burn it on a drabbanan level. Either way. Right. Okay, so issue number two. Number two possibility, number two stira. Rabbi Yossi, Rachanina, Rami Truma Apisva. He asks Truma to Pesach, Umishani. He asks a contradiction between Truma and Pesach, and he answers it. Miyam, Rabbi Shoshin Ka'achat, and we had all these sources already also. Does Rabbi Yeshua say that he can burn both of them together, the Suffolk and the Tameh? V'raminu, we had the Mishnah that we quoted earlier. You have a barrel that got a Suffolk Tumah in it. Remember, we had a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What was the case here? Was that it just got touched? Might have gotten touched. Suffolk got touched or not? That was Rashi. And Tosfos quotes, no, maybe it's just a Suffolk. There are two barrels here. We had another sheet that maybe it was a Isha Nida that touched it. It was Suffolk Rasa for different reasons. I.e. earlier in Daf Tesvav, all the different opinions that we mentioned. So a barrel of Truma that you had a Suffolk Tumah about it. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Imhaisim, Unachas, Makam, Tarfa, Yenechim, Avam, Musna, Imhaisim, Maguli, Chasana. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to take more precautions because it's Suffolk. You don't want it to become Vadei Tameh. So therefore, if it's in an open place, put it in a private place. If it's covered, cover it. If it's uncovered, cover it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, just the opposite. If it's in a private place, put it in an open place. And if it's covered, uncover it, because you want to make it Vadei Tameh, so you know how to deal with it. But what do you see from that Mishnah? Grama in biyadayim lo. You're not allowed to be matami yet mamish with your hands, but you're allowed to just put it into a situation where it will become tameh. Grama. That's the answer. That's the question. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to burn them both together, Suffolk Tumah and Vadei Tumah. And here he says you're only allowed to deal with it in a grama way, in an indirect way. That's the Stira Umishani. Again, same answer. Harib Shimon Alibi Rabbi Yeshua, Harib Yosef Alibi Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe it's a machlokas. Later Tanoim, how far Rabbi Yeshua went in his allowance. Period. Third issue. Rabbi Lezer Rami Truma Truma Truma. He asked the two Mishnais of Truma that we had quoted earlier in Daf Tezvav. Umishani. Miyam Rabbi Shua Grama in Biyadayim Lo. This first Mishnah says that you're only allowed to do it in an indirect fashion. You're allowed to move it to a certain place, but you're not allowed to mamish be matamayit. V'raminu. Add the other from the other Mishnah. Chavish al Shumash Nishra Begat Halyona V'tachteh Chulun Temeyin. Remember the case. He had two levels of a vat. The bottom vat had Chulun Temeyin in it. The upper vat had Shruma Tahora in it. And there's a hole, and it's starting to drip. And all your truma is going into your chulin tamein. So, what are you allowed to do? So, moda, Rabbi Eliezer, v'Rabbi Yoshua, shem yochel ha'atzim, and Rabbi Yisbetar Yatzil. So, everybody agrees, both of them agree, that if you have time to go get a kli, and bring it back, and catch your truma, and you will still be able to save a revius of truma wine, we're talking about grapes here, truma wine, so then go get the kli, come back and catch the truma wine, and in that way you'll be able to save at least a revius. Remember there before we had earlier also, Rabbi Chanan spoke about why dafka revius. But that's what both agree. The imla, but let's say you can't. Let's say by the time you go and you come back, it's going to be farfallen. It's going to be all lost in your chulin. You're not going to be able to save anything, or less than a revius. So what are you allowed to do then? Or are you allowed to do anything? That's a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Ober, Terev Tzame Bai Tama Biyad. Rabbi Eliezer says, tough luck. You have to let it all go. You can't be Matame Truma. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Yitame Nabiyad. You're allowed to be Mamish be Matame the Truma, meaning catch it in Tame Kalim in order to save your chulin. You don't want your chulin to become ruined. So therefore, so you see, you're allowed to be Matame Truma Biyad if it's going to Holech Le'ibud, if it's going to be lost. So too by X by Erev Pesach is going to be lost. So are you allowed to do it directly or just indirectly? Stira Umashani, the answer is Shani Hasan B'Yafsid Chulin. As we said earlier, no, there's a big difference. Over here, you're trying to save your chulin. You're trying to save your chulin. So the Rabbanan said you're allowed to do certain items to save, certain actions to save your chulin. And that's why it would be allowed. Maskava Rava Masisa Nami Ika Hafsid Eitzim. In our Mishnah 2, aren't you saving the price to of firewood? You don't have to build two fires by being able to burn it together. So Amalei Abaye, you'll have some Ruva Chashu, you'll have some Ulo Chashu. Abaye said, no, there's a big difference. Save a couple extra bucks on firewood is different than losing your whole vat of chulin. And therefore, chefsin meruba, we allow it, chefsin mu'at, we're not choshish. Again, this is a principle that comes up by other areas of halacha also, in Yeridei and Hilchos Shabbos, where the rabbanan are not mokim, a certain iser drabbanan, but makam chefsin meruba. Chefsin mu'at is not halachically significant. This is a deoraisa to be mitame truma that's holy leibud anyway. That's a question whether it's going to become tummy anyway. So the question is, it's going to unusable anyway, let's say. So the question is that still within the din daraisa? That's the question. Well, we'll get to more of that in a couple of minutes. Umina timra dila hefsin maruba chashu lehefsin mo lo chashu. Where's a raya that you are worried about a big hefsid and not a small hefsid? The Tanya has a parallel brisa says, let's say you're not dealing with wine, but with oil. Same as that case. Truma on top, chulin tamei on the bottom, but it's oil. Moder, blazer Rabbi Yeshua, shem yochal ha'asim men Rabbi Yestavatara yatsil. Everybody agrees that if you could, again, get a kli and save the shemen, that's truma, Bitara, you have to do that. But if not, Tayrid Vitatame Vaitame Biyad. But there, everybody agrees that if you can't, you're allowed to be Mitame, you're not allowed to be Mitame the Shemen. You have to let it go and ruin your Chulin. So ask the Gemara. Maishna Shemen, why by Shemen do we say that you have to allow it to go and ruin your Chulin? Deroy Lahadlig, because you could still, and the Kohen can still use it for lighting, right? You could use it for lighting. You have to burn it, but you're allowed to get Hanoah from that burning. So Yainami, right? Lazilif. What do you mean? Wine also could be sprinkled on the ground, so that a beautiful aroma goes up from the ground. You're allowed to use the wine like that. And if you want to say that Ziluf is not a chashuv act, that is not recognized, and therefore that's meaningless, so it's called a hefsid. No, it is a recognizable act. Shosin milog v'sela. You should buy wine to drink when a log of wine costs a sela. Umizalfi milog v'shtayim. And for Ziluf, you should spend even more money when a log of wine costs two. So you see that Ziluf is a significant act. So what's the difference between oil and wine? B'chadash, we're talking about new wine, so it's not going to smell so nice. The aroma is not so much there yet. So keep it and let it grow old, and that will have a good smell. No, because you don't want to have truma tmeya wine hanging around your house, because maybe you'll come to drink it. The kohen will come to drink it, he's not going to remember. So shemen now yasa b'le detakala. So oil also, if you're gonna wait, what's the difference again? Lamaisa, what's the difference between oil and wine? No, the shemen, you'll put it in a disgusting klicheres, and therefore you'll know, you'll remember that it is, in itself, is tame. So Gemara says, Yainami Rami Lebichlimos. Why don't you put the wine also in a klimos? The Gemara says, Lazilof Kaboile Bechlimos, Rami Le. You're going to use it for Zilof to have this unbelievable, beautiful aroma. You're going to put it in some disgusting kli for 10 years. So obviously, you're not going to do that. Period. So therefore, what? So what's the maskana here? So therefore, in the wine case, you're going to ruin everything, and you're not going to have an option of doing anything with the wine. That's why you have the heter of being matami the truma to save your chulin, because it's hefsin meruba. Mashenkin by shemen, there are ways to save the shemen in order to then use it later. So therefore, it's not such a hefsin; it's only a hefsin muat, because you can't use it to cook anymore or other usages. So that's why that's the difference between shemen and yayin. Period. Okay. Well, I just want to say one ha'ara of Yachronim on this, and then we'll continue with the Gemara Rav Ezrim tomorrow. Rav Zilberstein in the Chashukei Chemed quotes a tragic Shaila. Shaila, k'shanatzim yimach shemam partzu l'ghetto Varsha, when the Nazim came into the Warsaw ghetto, ha'yishmua, there was a big discussion what they should do with the Sifrei Torah. Because there was a shmua that some Rabbanim Paskin that they should burn the Sifrei Torah before the Germans got them, because the Germans were going to use them to make shoes, the Germans were going to use them, Rahman al-Islam, to do all these disgusting usages with. So the question was, is it better to burn the Sifrei Torah or get rid of them before the Germans came and use them for disgusting purposes? So, the Knesset Yecheskel holds that Asur La'avid B'Yadayim Kisvei Kodesh. It's disgusting, it's terrible, but you can't burn a Sefer Torah, Rachman al-Islan. You know, so you can't do it. What can you do? Shvus Yaakov says, "Be'ein breira." This is Kavod HaTorah. It's Kavod HaTorah to burn it, to not let it get to the sonim. V'hochiach kach mishol hamelech. And he learns it from Shaul. She'ibed atzma ladas biyadayim kadesh lo yis'alu ba'plishtim. He told the Nar HaMaleki to kill him so that the enemy doesn't get his body and do all be mechal shem shemayim. And it goes back and forth whether that's a good raya or not. And then the Stechemet quotes other parallel cases, that there was a case that actually in Shuvas Mimamakim in Rav Ashri, he has a story where there was somebody who witnessed one of the elders of the ghetto forced to burn a Sefer Torah. He watched a German put a gun to his head and he was forced to burn a Sefer Torah. So obviously it's not one of the big three. So what he had to do, Ba'ones, he was nanas to do it. He knew he had a Sefer Torah in his house. So right after that, he ran in and he took the Sefer Torah and he threw it into the sea. And then after liberation, he comes to Rav Ashri and he says, he feels terrible. He feels his Levo Nokfo, he doesn't know if he did the right thing or not. That was the Shiloh that he got. Vizarko B'tzulos Anar. So Rishuz Be'Makim says, you weren't allowed to do it, but you don't need Shuvah, because it was Beshogeg. But the question is, this is obviously a tragic question, but he quotes Rebel Yashiv, his father-in-law, and says, what's the din? So Hu Heshivli She'en La'aso Zos Ki Kol Ayin Tadama Ve'ich Novo Lisrof B'Yayim Sefer Torah Shumachman Enenu V'yovo Bal Hanakomos V'yirkom Nikmaso Me'amalik Ha'chzari. We can't do it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be no kemar our nikmasenu from the enemies, but we can do that through the Torah HaKadosha. But says Rav Yashiv, I understand though the Das HaCholkin. Ach Yitachin Shaharabanim Sheitiruzos Samchu Gama Mashenemar B'Sachas Psachim Dafchafim Abes. He says, but the Matirim obviously went based on this Truma case out of left field. How do you read a Gemara? You read it and you say, okay, Baruch Hashem, we're getting out of Tum and Tara tomorrow. No, you say this is part of our limit also, that the Truma is going to fall in. So to save the Chulin, Teirid Vatal Atam B'Yad, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yitamena B'Yad, keep it to Sofa Le'ibu, because it's going to get lost anyway, keep it Mitamayim. So he says, so too here, he says, by a Sefer Torah, he says, I understand very well that we're going to have such a usage, such a bizoin of the Sefer Torah, I could definitely understand that that's similar to Rabbi Yeshua, that you're going to be Matami Truma. Truma is Kodesh. Truma is a very high standard, so you still got to be Matamayim. So this must be the basis for the other Shitas. But he himself paskins that Afal Pekin, in this tragic situation, it shouldn't be done. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll continue. Four lines from the bottom, Bitzakala, tomorrow, and then we get back to the beginning of the second parak. A lot to talk about. Perek Kol Shah. A lot of very important daf tomorrow on Chafal from Abayis also about the Isra Achila and the Isra Hana of Chametz. Very important stuff.